This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
Also with that fire, boy.
Oh, guys, welcome back to another episode of Add to Cart. We're so happy you're here. This is the show about things we buy, all the things we buy into, and what it says about who we are. I am Sujin Pak.
Yes, Zuzu, and I'm Kulapi Lysak, and today we are looking to the stars for guidance as we navigate another year. Oh, wow. Add to Carters. This is so important.
Mm-hmm. Lean in, so far in.
Yeah,
tippy toes.
Our guest is an author, a podcast host, and has been a professional astrologer for 25 years plus. She comes from a lineage, folks. She's helped thousands of clients, including me, all over the globe, live with more mindfulness, more heart-centered authenticity and clarity. Please add to cart, Heidi Rose Robbins!
Woo!
Thank you.
Oh, so good to be here. I love this podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Heidi. I love you. I've known you since probably I was 28, 29. Mm.
Yes. I have a very distinct memory of you being in the back studio and we were having a deep conversation about where you were headed.
This was my 30th birthday, and, you know, Heidi was the one who really, she has been there for and has been a catalyst for some of my biggest life changes, which have been from slight tweaks to the personality and reframing to major upheavals.
Mm.
To huge breakthroughs. She was there for just trying to get to Emmy. All of that through career, through personal stuff. She has been there for the highs and the lows. She's officiated best friends' weddings every year. A group of us for almost 9 years, or maybe we're coming up on a decade. Every December, we meet to do a check-in, to look at our upcoming year. So Heidi is just a huge part of my life. She's a dear friend, and it's such an honor to have you on the podcast.
Mm, thank you, Kulap. It's been such a joy and privilege and all of that to just journey with you over this decade and more. And boy, when Emmy came into the picture, I felt like I was celebrating nonstop for for months on end. You know, it's like we have worked through to this. We have overcome. And anyway, just a joy to be with you and love you so much.
Like a good friend, almost immediately coming in with Emmy's moon, sun, and rising, immediately sends
I've got to do it. I can't help it. I've got to do it the minute I hear.
Oh my gosh. A brief snapshot of like, I have an audio memo to have forever. Like, this is like true friendship. The truest. The truest. Okay. So, Heidi, it cannot be an Add to Cart guest episode without us learning what type of shopper you are. How do you add to cart?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, you know, I would say that I mostly love to wander through, like, let's say my favorite things are buying books, you know, like do the wander through the bookstore, make it last a couple of hours, visit the poetry section, visit the, you know, the astrology section. And then when it comes to online, it's usually for me sudden and through like an email. It's like, I just did this right before I got on. My friend Kim Kranz has a new little animal card pocket-sized version. I was like, Kim! I was like, boom! Right, you know, so it's very sudden for me. It's very Aries.
We love Kim Kranz on this podcast.
Yes, she's amazing.
We love her. First, congrats. I have it with me. Add to Cart Everyday Radiance. This is your new book. So could you tell the folks what it is?
Yeah. So this is published by Chronicle, and it's a long time coming, and it's a beautiful book that's 365 Zodiac-inspired prompts all around your own offering, your gift, your self-renewal, your self-care. And it came out of actually the moon notes that I write every day on Instagram. So I've been writing these moon notes for 5 years now. 5 years plus. And every morning I talk about where the moon is and I talk about the energy available to you. When it came to writing this book, we realized that if we wanted it to last more than a year, it couldn't be based on the moon because every day, you know, next year the moon is going to be in a different position on a certain day, right? So we decided to make it connected to the sun sign. So every sign has 30 days of prompts and inspiration and creative activity that you can sort of take part in. So we actually start, the book starts in the Aries season. So we start in March, and each day you open it up in the morning or in the afternoon or whenever you want to. And you read just about a paragraph, and then there's some kind of invitation for you to try out. I'm really encouraging people to find a friend and in a sort of daily way, check in and say, like, can I read you what I wrote? Or can we talk about the questions that Heidi asked in this? So that you have a kind of a person that you are accountable to as you go through this book.
I love that. And Aries is the first sign in the astrological wheel.
Yes. So we kind of call it, our new year is Aries. Yeah.
We hear Sue, what do you have to say about that?
Heidi, listen, I've been trying to push back the new year. I was like February, maybe. So to hear that really New Year's is March, I mean, I love this. I love gathering information that only bolsters up the kind of lifestyle that is right for me, you know?
Yes,
and everybody else
right.
has to just get on board. Maybe that's part of my sign. Suddenly I'm sitting here as a Leo wondering if it is all Ooh. About me all the time. But
wait, Sue, we don't know your exact time of birth, right?
We don't.
Okay.
And we never will.
We never will. She was born in South Korea.
We have approximation. I was born also on Korea's Independence Day. So Ooh. Also not, you know, chaotic and not a lot of bookkeeping happening on that day off in the Koreas. You know what I mean? So not quite sure when. My mother did say that she wanted to go for noodles, so she believed it was in the afternoon. And
okay,
she insisted
that
she could squeeze that in. And the doctor was like, you're not leaving the room. So that's how she is attributing the time, but we're not quite sure.
But, you know, even honestly, something like that does help. Like, okay. Then you can say, okay, well, these rising signs are not going to be there if it wasn't, you know, early in the morning. And you can start to narrow in. And there are astrologers that are amazing at what we call rectification, where you would make a list of these big events in your life, you know, marriages, births, deaths, all of that. And they hone in on possibility and also physiognomy, like how we look is reflected. The chart reflects that. So sometimes you can get closer and you can start to sort of say, well, what year of your life was an incredibly, you know, high year, or when were you incredibly tested? And you can start to position the planets around that. And so, of course, we never know for sure, but we can get closer.
There's hope.
There's hope.
And what did I say, Ku? I just wanted hope this year. That's my mantra for this year is hope.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sue, it's tough because Sue is constantly tested. She tested positive for COVID for a second time. And
with,
is recovering
with my
right
kids.
Now.
Yes, yeah. With my kids. That's
you
fun.
You guys
that's
are a trio. Fun. You're a COVID trio.
That's right. We did it together last time, and here we are again. Old hats at this, the three of us. I know, but I love that we are starting the new year here with you. Yes, already I feel just my like blood pressure regulating. I feel very calm and centered. Like something is happening. I don't know what it is. The soil pH is different in my body. You know what I mean? And it's nothing, but it's not one thing. It's probably a combination of a lot of little things. And so every day you open up, you know, Everyday Radiance and you look at a fresh page, a new page, a blank page, right? And so I think, I don't know, there's something, a reframing for me that's very different this year than so far. And again, I'm not even in the new year yet, you know?
I barely could breathe during that. Like to hear Sue speaking this, I cannot believe this, Heidi.
I mean,
like,
well,
wow.
You know, part of it, I will say, even just knowing your sun sign, okay, is that on December 20th of last year, Jupiter moved into the sign of Aries, which is a fire sign, and Leo is a fire sign.
Okay.
And Jupiter is the planet of yes, and expansion, and opportunity, and growth. So I know, because Jupiter's moved into Aries, that those with strong Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius are going to have a very expansive next 5 months. Okay. So you are starting, yes, I would say you should be feeling a little bit of hope and optimism and fresh start energy. So just knowing
that
part, that's only one piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, another item that you're adding to cart, which I gotta say is surprising for me to hear about you.
Really?
Naps, Heidi? You're napping? You are napping?
Wait, listen, why are you surprised?
Heidi Keller.
I don't nap. I don't ever stop, you know? So I am deeply working on moderation and rest and care. And I loved Trisha Hersey, you know, her book, Rest is Resistance. Gorgeous, powerful,
ooh,
important book.
That.
And she has founded something called Napistry. An amazing woman. And really confronting the patriarchy, really confronting our, you know, all the things that are wrong by saying, look, we need to reclaim our energy. And I would just say go buy that book immediately. But add to cart, right along with Everyday Radiance.
No, yes,
I do want to take 10-minute naps, you know? I want to just put my body down on the bed and just close my eyes and put my hands on my heart and breathe and replenish.
Because you're removing from cart probably something that is related.
I'm removing from cart such Aries things. I am an Aries. My son's an Aries. I always crinkle my brow. I have, you know, two deep worry lines because I always crinkle my brow because I'm always trying to take life seriously. I always, at night now, my dentist hates me because I grind my teeth to the bone and I'm supposed to be wearing these horrible things and I just can't do it, you know, so I don't grind my teeth. And the sense, so I'm removing crinkling my brow and grinding my teeth and this constant sense of urgency because it always feels like everything is at stake, you know? And I think I get this from my dad. My dad used to send me these emails with capital letters in the subject line that would say urgent, urgent, urgent 3 times. And it would be like, did you buy your plane ticket yet? I mean, it'd be the most not urgent thing of the world, you know, or can you bring a pair of socks? I mean, just ridiculous. So I have this in my body, this nonstop urgency that I am removing from my cart. Ding. Yeah.
We are balancing our cortisol levels.
There we go.
We are trying to shift our biological and like our bodily responses.
I just need a baby on my chest like you, Koo. Just need a little baby, just like, you know, calm. That would lower the cortisol.
As a Taurus, I'm an Aries moon Taurus, sun, Gemini rising. Baby, I feel like naps are in my rear view. Like, as a Taurus, I love the sleep and stuff, but like, I feel that I need to be up and in constant vigilance.
Yes, she's on super vigilance.
You need to nap with the baby. Nap with the baby.
People say that. They say that, but then that's some bullshit, guys. That's some bullshit.
Cool. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin.
Did I?
He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet. Yeah. That's
bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024, Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so Heidi, we're going to be doing something very special today.
This is, I'm so excited.
Guys, we told you at the top, you know, listen in, tippy toes. You're going to go through each sign with us and our listeners. And with each sign, you're going to tell us what we should be adding and removing from cart. And so let's start with the first sign, as we all talked about, Aries.
Aries. And, you know, what's special for Aries this year is that Jupiter is in your sign until May 17th. So for the first 5 months, Aries, you've got it made. So what we want to add to CART is launch things, make bold moves, fresh starts, new beginnings, new ideas, seeds planted. So it is like the leap in, right, for this year for Aries, particularly for the first half. And then I would remove from CART the age-old Aries problem, which is impatience and the sense that I'm behind. And Jupiter, when it's in a sign, can magnify the urgency. So whatever Jupiter touches, it magnifies. So you want it to magnify something good, like the bold, fresh starts, and not the sense of panic and impatience and I'm behind. So remove those from CART.
Okay, that's exciting for me as an Aries moon. Okay.
It is, because you and it's going to help you feel this new springtime, like celebrating with Emmy, but it's also going to help you launch whatever else you want to launch in your life.
Great. Now I'm the first three, Sue. So I just, you know, I'm really listening hard.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the first three.
She's off mic for the first three guys. So just she's here, but she's off mic, and we're going to move into Taurus. Taurus, what can Taurus add to CART and remove from CART?
Yeah, so Taurus also is going to have a great celebration this year because from May until the end of the year, Jupiter is in the sign of Taurus. So when you have friends that have these signs and you know that Jupiter is going to be in the signs, you're celebrating with them. It's an expansive year. And so Taurus is so much about beauty and so much about manifesting and really seeing our garden grow. So I would say adding to CART for Taurus, insist on beauty all around you. Have beauty everywhere you look. Put the tulips on the table, you know, eat the beautiful food, close your eyes and feel the beauty within, you know, like because Taurus is a sign of wisdom too. So it's just a big celebration of beauty. And then Taurus, I would say removing from CART, Taurus does have a lot to do with money and the ways we work with money. And sometimes it manifests in a sense of there isn't enough yet. So I would just encourage our Taurians to feel the enoughness, that enough is a feast, and to let go of feelings of scarcity in any department.
Suchin's daughter, Zoe, is a Taurus as well. Can relate.
And immediately buying tulips. Filling her room with tulips.
Zoe and I are fellow abundance queens.
Yes, that's right. Moving into Gemini.
Yes. So an interesting thing for Gemini is an air sign, and it's all about what we have to say, what our message is, how we want to communicate. But this year, Saturn is going to be squaring Gemini. So it's asking all Gemini people to let your voice be heard, to claim your authority, to not be squashed by that energy, but to actually say, I am the authority. I have something to say. I'm not going to feel less than. I'm going to use my voice in the world. So Gemini people really want to let their voice be heard. Add that to CART. And of course, the Gemini ongoing problem is a kind of scattering or multitasking or feeling like there's too much going on, or you're spinning. So we want to take some of that scattering or that multitasking from the CART. And I would just say this is a year for Geminis to really focus on their career, like to get serious about their career, because the 10th house is lit up for Gemini, which is the area of career. And it's like, spend your time thinking about this and feeling your authority there.
As mentioned prior, I am a Gemini rising.
Yes.
Gemini rising is that your rising is your future. It's your mission in life, right, Heidi?
Yes.
And my daughter Emerald is also a Gemini rising.
Yeah.
And my husband Scott is a Gemini moon. So a lot of air in our house.
Wow. Yeah. And I would just say that because Saturn is going to be activating, let's just say the 10th house for Gemini, it's also, that's the house of parenthood too, Ku. So it's like, you know, it's like, you're definitely going to obviously be spending time in the realm of parenting. And for those that don't have children, it's like, well, what do you want to parent? What do you want to take care of? Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Let's get to our Cancers.
Yes. So Cancer, it's the first water sign. very much about deep sensitivity, deep nourishment. What do you want to take care of? Who do you want to take care of? And it is the great, one of the great parental signs of the zodiac. And so I would say to add to cart, you really want to parent yourself with kindness this year, because Saturn will be in Pisces all year, and Saturn in Pisces and Cancer, they get along. And so Saturn is the parent and Cancer is the mama energy and the nourishing energy. So we want to, like, how can I take the best care of myself? How can I mother myself? How can I father myself? This is what you want to add to cart. And I think that sometimes, you know, my poor little Cancerian friends, like, sometimes feel like, there's this energy of protection that is, and for all of us, I think we had a little trauma response, of course, after the pandemic. And it's like, I do feel like any leftover pandemic isolation, because Cancers have a tendency to isolate, you know, they have a tendency to stay close in. And so just keep opening and opening and opening, and let's remove from cart any of that tendency to isolate.
Scott is a Cancer son. So what I'm hearing is I need to lock him out of the house. Not all the time, but for spells.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You can say, come back later. Go have some fun. Go have some serious fun.
Honestly, he does need that. He really does need that.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually for him, also, I would just say for Cancers, career is also emphasized for a different reason. And so this will maybe take him out of the home, is the career calling, is the expansion in career and the opportunity in career.
Okay. Let's move to Leo.
Well, really, I feel like she was really driving fast. Oh, okay. Driving very fast to get to Leo.
And let's just park it here for just a teensy second.
Let's check out the view.
Everybody catch your breath. Okay? Because that's, I'm taking care of you. But while I'm doing that, I'm also listening. Open ears, closed mouth.
Well, you should be quite happy, Yesu, because it's, you know, this is a great year for Leo, particularly, as I said, the first half. Leo really does need to have her heart expressed, and she needs to feel like the queen that she is. And here's the deal. Leos in their best are not the self-absorbed queen. They're the queen that wants to take care of her queendom. They're the queen, the beneficent, the benevolent queen that's like, I've got you. I'm in charge and I've got you. So this is an amazing year for Leos. They're sort of badass queen self, as I would say. And I would also invite Leo people to travel inwardly or outwardly this year. And that's because the ninth house is lit up in your chart, which is very much about what in the world do you want to see? Where do you want to go? And that could be more self-exploration, or it could be like, I'm going to Italy, you know? So I would invite Leos to celebrate through travel this year. Add that to cart.
Wow. Heidi, yeah, just bought a bunch of international tickets I haven't even shared with the group
on. What?
Also, by the way, Heidi, you know, my husband, Mike, has met with you.
Yes.
Is also a Leo, Mike Bender. So we've got two Leos who are yearning, itching to travel and get out of town. And so that's all we've been talking about, which is very interesting that you bring this up.
Yes, it's going to there's fire in your chart. There's fire in your sign, and there's additional fire sort of saying, be passionate, be creative, get out there, do your thing, set your sights, get on your horse and go, you know? I also have Leo rising.
Yes.
But then remove from cart, you know, this is actually a phrase that my dad would always use, which is like the Leo's love of being loved, you know? And by that, I just mean, we just want to reclaim some of that energy that goes outward, like, love me, love, like the Sally Fields, love me. You know, it's like, you love me.
And I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
You will be loved. Let's put it that way. You don't have to want to be loved. You will be loved because you enter a room and you fill it with light. And so it's like not needing so much response from the other, just standing in your own light and offering your gift. And I would say that this is a great year for Leos to do some deeper self-investigation. Like the eighth house is going to be lit up, which is the house of therapy. So it's like,
do the deep dives that maybe get you to the core of why you need that outer affirmation, you know, and just like be a little quiet with yourself on your big trips to Europe, you know, or wherever you're going. Does that make some sense?
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense, and very excited to hear all the add to carts and remove from carts, because all of these remove from carts are things that they're not removed from carts in the sense that they're traditional removes. They're removes in the sense that they bolster all the things that are good in our lives, right? So I love it.
And this is why, just to say, I love astrology so much, is because we have this map, and we can say to ourselves, in this map, what is serving my highest good? And what could I just address that would help me flow more, would help me offer more love, would help me do my thing in the world more? And the chart can actually point out those places where we're a little bit crinkly and need some attention.
Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe. They carry a full range of dinnerware, from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and gorgeous, well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/add to cart to get 15% off your first order. Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got this Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science, Kulop. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XXS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Did you know daily disturbances like poor diets, stress, travel, the use of certain medications, and plenty of other factors can throw off your gut microbiome? Enter Ritual. They created a 3-in-1 supplement called Symbiotic Plus, including clinically studied prebiotics, postbiotics, and a postbiotic to support gastrointestinal relief. You may have heard of probiotics, but you also need prebiotics and postbiotics, which provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. Symbiotic Plus is a minty, delayed-release capsule brilliantly designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract. Plus, there's no refrigeration needed. I have made Ritual Symbiotic Plus an essential part of my everyday routine. Every morning, I take it, and I just feel so much better knowing I'm supporting my overall gut health. There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/add to cart. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/add to cart for 25% off.
Okay, Virgos, you've been waiting patiently. Your turn.
Yeah, so what's interesting for Virgos is that, as again, I all this year, starting in March, Saturn will be in the sign of Pisces, which is the sign opposite Virgo. And Saturn in Pisces says, you really have to pay attention to your feeling life. So adding to cart, allow for your feeling life. You don't always have to be working. You don't always have to be perfecting. You don't always have to be refining. Like, allow for that spaciousness. Add the spaciousness. Add the hammock time. You know, add the walking along the water to your cart. And yeah, let's remove overworking and actually carve out more time for relationships, Virgos, because Saturn is in your house of relationship, and you want to tend to that. And you want to look up from your work and look out and nourish those relationships in your life.
Okay, Libra, we're moving into Libra now.
Yeah, so what's interesting about this is Jupiter, like as I've been talking about, is in Aries for the first 5 months. And Aries is the sign opposite Libra. So what's kind of interesting is Libras always are tending to relationships. Libras are like, what do you need? How can I help you? You know, I'll accommodate. And in fact, this year, for the first half, I would absolutely say go solo. Like, when you can, Libras, take a solo trip, take a day off and go to your favorite coffee shop. And don't worry about anyone else but yourself. I mean, and by self, I want a capital S self. Like, worry about your soul self. Worry about your best self. Take care of yourself. And so, you know, your relationships will take care of themselves. Attend to the relationship with yourself and have some fun. And on that note, the remove from cart would be the tendency to over-accommodate and the tendency to adjust to the other all the time. So I would say take care of your own daily rhythm, reclaim some of that energy.
Okay. Scorpio.
Yeah.
Scorpio expect. Yeah.
All my best friends are Scorpios.
Yes.
I'm a Taurus. All my best friends are Scorpios. Interesting.
You're such a good antidote to that Scorpio energy. I would say, you know, Saturn in Pisces is in harmony with Scorpio. So again, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are all going through a year of maturation and serious commitments. And so one of the ways that Scorpio commits is financially. So I would say this is a year of financial investments, like add to cart. And you know, that doesn't have to be a gigantic financial investment. It could be like, I'm investing in this new pair of shoes that's really important to me. But I mean, it's like, what are you investing in? Add investments in. And also invest in your healing, because there's the sixth house is lit up for you, Scorpio, and you really want to invest in your physical, emotional, and mental health. And I always laugh with this one, but remove from cart, Scorpio always needs to work on relinquishing control, you know, letting go of control, letting go of the need to control everything. And when you do that, you actually make room for more play in your life. You make room for more joy and spontaneity.
Yeah.
Anything to add to that, Koo?
June, Casey, and Matt.
Note to self, note to you.
They're like, we know. Anyway.
They are 100% like that.
Yeah, they're like, we got it. All right, Sagittarius. I have a lot of this in my life, Koo. Lots of friends that are Sagittariuses.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So maybe you need to take some of them on your trips around the world, because I do think, you know, Sagittarius is the sign of travel, and Jupiter is lighting up that Sagittarius energy, and the area of pleasure, the fifth house, is lit up for Sagittarius this year. So I would just say, Sagittarius, this is an expansive year for you. Say yes to the goals, add to cart like a new horizon that you want to reach. And again, I would add travel, just like Leo, I would add travel. And I would let go, remove from cart. You know, again, Sagittarius sometimes has a problem with too many arrows shot in too many directions. So I want you to remove from cart all these options, and I want you to choose one. And I want you to feel a kind of stability in that choice, like feel your ground and choose one and go after that. And you'll feel a lot of success in that.
Okay, Capricorn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
a lot of Caps in my life too.
You do. There's something about Capricorn this year that I want to encourage to like enjoy their home, to add to cart, like enjoy your home, but also enjoy like picnics and family and play and spontaneous outings. Like enjoy the foundation and not so much. It's not to say that career won't be crazy active, but like, bring it home so that you feel good in your home and you feel good in your body. And out of that comes the Capricorn achievement, you know? So add to cart picnics and play and spontaneous outings and picnics in the living room and home goodness. And I would say, you know, remove the sense of ongoing and nonstop responsibility. Remove that deep sense of I have to be responsible to everyone and everything. And, enjoy a little bit of lightening up.
Yeah, June, Casey, and Matt.
All right. We talked a bit about this, but Aquarius is next.
Yeah, and Aquarius, what is interesting for Aquarius is for the first time in 3 years, Saturn is moving out of your sign, which is a gift because Saturn is testing you, and Saturn is a great planet of maturation, and there's intensity when Saturn's in your sign. And in March, it moves out of your sign. So Aquariuses love to gather. They love parties. They love teams. They love festivities. So I'm going to say, like, now that Saturn has moved on, let's, you know, be the gregarious Aquarius. Like, let's find your team and your people and play and create the creative ensemble. And on that note, you know, remove from cart any remaining sense of the lone wolf or a sense of isolation. You know, your third house is lit up this year, which is all about coffee dates and communication and exchanges. So get on the phone, invite someone out, and, you know, start that air moving.
Ooh. Emmy is an Aquarius moon, so her sun, moon, and rising are all air signs.
That's
all air.
It's going to be so much fun. So much fun. She's going to be on the go, and she's going to talk early,
Party.
And she's going to have a lot to say.
Oh, she is quite a chatty Cathy already, guys. I'll send you video.
Oh,
you will.
Yes, you will die. I want to see that. Oh.
And last but not least, our Pisces friends. What can they add to card and remove from card this year?
Yeah, so Pisces is the profound one because this Saturn moves into your sign, which means once every 30 years, there is this opportunity for Pisces to really deepen and mature and make big grown-up life choices no matter how old you are. It's a time where you really tend to yourself in serious and sober ways, you know? So yes, sometimes when Saturn is in a sign, you'll be tested in that sign. But whatever you do in the sort of face of that test, it stays for your lifetime. You solidify something in yourself. You grow up. So it's a big time for you, very important year. And then I would just say, you know, to remove from cart any sense of, you know, always resetting, like Sue, like you were saying, remove that hopelessness, remove any sense of overwhelm. You don't have to feel squashed. You have to like feel your uprightness. So just remove any sense of powerlessness. That's what I want to actually say. Any sense of powerlessness, because you actually have tremendous power and you just need to call upon it this year and feel like a strong hand at your back.
Oh, Heidi. Oh, Heidi. Heidi, Heidi.
Breathe. Mm-hmm. Exhale, guys. Inhale.
Wow.
And exhale, right?
It's a lot. It's a lot. And of course, this is just a very generic, you know, look at each of the signs, because if we look at your individual chart, then we're looking at the very specific timings of when things are happening for you and what positions are being lit up in your chart. And so this is a very general look. It's important, but it's a very general look. And then you want to get on into the absolute specifics of your chart.
Now, Heidi, you know, I spoke a lot about myself, as I am wont to do at the top, and how you've been witness to my growth. But I've been witness to your growth, Heidi. Mm. I've really seen your evolution. We're talking about Heidi's book, Everyday Radiance, which you can get where you get all fine books, and you must add to cart. But you have two poetry books.
Yeah, yeah.
I have seen you expand how you do astrology. I know that you have a retreat coming up. I've been to two of those retreats. Could you tell them what happens at your retreats?
Yeah. So these are called Radiant Life Retreats. They are opportunities to gather and study astrology, poetry, to be in community. I really think they're all about how can we take the next brave step in our life? How can we next take the next bold step in our life to express our full radiant self? And there we dive deep. They're 5 days long. And I do believe people come out transformed. And I do believe lives have changed. And I do believe that we've created a really rare and fine community when we gather in these ways. So yeah, the next one is in March.
At the beginning of the year. It's perfect. How else can folks find you? Where else can we get a piece of your wisdom?
Yeah. So you can visit me at HeidiRose.com, H-E-I-D-I, Rose.com. And there, I just want to invite you. I have a team of astrologers that now do these, what we call snapshots. So you can order a snapshot of your sun, moon, and rising sign, or you can order a snapshot about the transits in your life right now, which is mean like what's going on right now specifically for you. And we create a 15-minute personal audio that tells you about your specific chart. So that I really invite you into that. And I invite you to visit me at Instagram at Heidi Rose Robbins, because that's where I every morning show up and talk about how the energies are shifting and changing. So that's probably the best way to start to be connected.
For me, at least, astrology is something quite new. All of this is new, sort of opening up to different ways of understanding who we are. And so thank you so much for sitting with us and sitting with all of us listening.
Thank you so much for Heidi for bringing her wisdom and insights to us today. I hope that each of you will be able to take something from this list and have it serve you in some way.
And as always, if you want more from Heidi, you can check the links in our show notes and head over to our Instagram page @DescartesPod for even more from Ku and I.
Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it. There's more Add to Cart with Lemonada Premium. Subscribers get exclusive access to bonus content, like where we give you an unfiltered look at the actual last thing we bought. Subscribe now in Apple Podcasts.
Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producers are Claire Jones and Keegan Zema. Our associate producer is Tiffany Bui. Our assistant engineer is Bobby Woody.
The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It and Oh So Familiar, with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram @AddToCartPod. Follow Add to Cart wherever you get your podcasts, or listen ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Elise Myers. I'm a content creator and comedian. You might know me from TikTok. Why am I in your ears right now? Well, that's a great question. I would love to tell you. I have a new podcast called Funny Because It's True. On my show, I'll be interviewing comedians, pop culture icons, and also just people I find really funny. We'll be talking about the awkward moments that keep you awake at night. Because if you don't laugh, you cry, right? Okay, Funny Because It's True. Out now wherever you get your podcasts.